rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, great day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. The weather is pretty hot for this time of the year. I'm showing 96 degrees and winds out of the southwest at 20 gusting to 30. Is that correct, Lacey?
96.
It's 64. It's 64 degrees. The Nathan Brewer dew point is 57. The winds are out of the south southeast from 17 to 22 miles an hour. And I'll have, well, you'll get one before Lacey leaves us. We'll get her long ranger, but I'll give you the real one at the end of the show. So
perfect. The real accurate scientific data.
Yeah, because we kind of, the crickets lied and the first cold front coming through screwed us up too. So anyway, that was that was a big fib. That's why the Farmer's Almanac has to be republished every year. So
recalibrated, if you will.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Been very, very, very busy over the last few days, but that's how it goes in our second severe weather season.
And is this, I know it's not normal, but is it abnormal for us to have this kind
of? No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. It doesn't happen every year, but that we definitely get big time severe weather in the month of October. We always talk about kind of a second severe weather season, and it's the same reason why we have severe weather in the spring. It's just none of the reverse. So we're getting these huge air mass collisions that happen in the southern plains. And so virtually it's the exact same situation happening now.
I got you. Well, I remember
big cold pushes coming in.
What is that? Was it 2009 or 10? It was, I'm gonna say it was February. There was a tornado at Hammond. It hit the county barn. I think that was the date. Because I got a picture of it. I just don't. It might have been in March, but it was 54 degrees outside. Went out to the mailbox and I looked to the northwest because I was living north of Canute. I looked to the northwest and there was a tornado on the ground. I was like, what the heck?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, March 8th.
Yeah, there. Yeah, I knew it was some crazy. It wasn't. I had my jacket on, but it was just like, it's crazy. Well, if you guys just joining us, today is Tuesday, and most of the time, if she's not hunting or tied up with the weather or sick or something, or in Florida, Lacey Swope joins us, and she's Channel 9 meteorologist in the morning, and she's, I kind of feel like you right now, to be honest with you. I went out yesterday after work. I get off here a little after one, went and baled hay, peanut hay, and then Chad had me help him. He said, hey, you're not leaving, are you? I got to go to my son's football game. I said, okay. He said, you run my combine. I said, okay. And I was thinking after he hung up, I thought, I run his dad's, but I haven't run his, and his is a little bit more high-tech, same machine, but just got more buttons, and I'm not one of those guys. And you know, he said, sure. He said, come over here and make a round with me, and I'll show you how to run, operate this. And I said, all right. So about 30 minutes later, I hopped up in there, and he showed me this button. This dummy dodged out the window and jumped off the steps while the combine was still running and said, see ya.
Oh my
and I
God.
Was like, oh, okay. So anyway, so his
here,
dad,
we go.
Here we go. So I didn't mess up too bad. I had my partner, Gary, that was running the other combine. You know, he's in his early 70s, and I'm not a row crop farmer. I'm going to tell you that.
Okay.
And counting your rows and having your machine on the right side of the rows is very important to these people.
And
so I was yakking on the phone when I was turning and I took the wrong rows. And I could see Gary over there just shaking his head.
Probably.
Yeah. So we got done about dark and I come home, fed the dogs, slept 2 hours, went back to the field to bale all the peanuts we thrashed yesterday. And
before the rain?
It got there about 1:30, and I came straight to work. So good thing about radio is I didn't have to change my clothes, and nobody can smell my breath and all that other good stuff.
No deodorant, for sure.
No, I had deodorant. I didn't have my toothbrush.
Okay.
So anyway, it's fun. The peanut harvest is fun. It's just, I don't know why, it's just cool out there, and you get to see those peanuts coming in off the vines in the combine, and then you unload them over into the dumper cart, and Coulter, he takes it, he fills those trucks up. It's just, you know, it's dirty. I mean, if you got allergies or asthma, peanut field is not the place to hang out to drink a cold beer. So, hey, I see that you finally quit giving people crap about the cats, the big cats. I mean, you were even making a post to show people where Bethel, Oklahoma was. I mean, what is wrong with people?
I just try to be clear and concise, you know?
Yeah, but there's that one person.
Yes, and so, well, I think the big confusion over the last little bit was that we had all these sightings kind of coming in, and once you show somebody's picture, trail cam picture, someone else is like, oh, hey, I have one of those too, you know, so it kind of sparks a little bit of interest, and I had several people from Bethel. Well, what was happening is all these people in Bethel Acres, which is near Shawnee, which is nowhere near Bethel in southeastern Oklahoma, were thinking I was talking about them, so they're freaking out. People are like, oh my gosh, this was in my backyard. This was right down the road from my house. This was in the northern Pottawatomie County. And then people were correcting me, saying, no, Bethel is next to Shawnee. And so it was, I just wanted to clarify, people, I know where Bethel Acres is. I know it's called Bethel, but I promise you that's not where these were taken. And then I think people from Pottawatomie County, they understood. I mean, it is confusing.
there was people from other counties that didn't understand, and I don't think they wanted to. So.
Some people just love, and they're not going to believe. I mean, here's the part that is just so crazy to me, is we all know we have mountain lions in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's common knowledge. I think everyone knows that. And the crazy thing to me is every time I post a picture from somebody, the very first reaction is, oh, it's photoshopped. Oh, it's fake. And I get that. People Photoshop. People take the time. But there are more honest people in the state than there are people like that.
Oh, and that's far. That's I hope so. Me.
Yes. Yes, there are. I know a large amount of people and a large amount of hunters and a large amount of people that have these trail cams. And they just like sharing what they see. They aren't trying to trick you. They're not trying to make themselves sound cooler than they are. Now, there are those people out there, and they give everyone a bad rap. But anything I post, it's always like, oh, that's fake. Or it's real. There's always the possibility that that's real.
Well, you are a meteorologist. So
I have a high accuracy reputation.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. So, you know, weather, a lot of it is, well, probably most of it is prediction. Is that right or wrong? So, I mean, not all of it, but some of it. It's just a prediction. I mean, it's you can't be if you. I am going to brag on you guys. That storm that come through Sunday night, you guys nailed that one. You're going to start southwestern Oklahoma.
Well, I'm going to put a feather in my hat on that one.
Yeah, you nailed it. You know, I mean, you said you're going to start around Altus, going to head toward Fort Sill, then towards the city, then towards northeastern Oklahoma, and bam, you got them all. So
the data all came together on that setup, that's for sure. And we're just very, very lucky that storm was dropping brief tornadoes along its path, because it did the entire state of Oklahoma, and that it didn't drop down a large, violent tornado that stayed on the ground, because that was definitely the concern. As Sunday rolled along, that scenario was looking more likely. So I'm just very thankful that did not happen.
Well, all I can say is you guys did a great job, and we appreciate it. Although, from Willow, where my place is, where you know where it's at, to my house, to North I-40, we didn't get a drop. So
that was the hole. Yeah, and all the graphics the hole. No fun.
You could see that hole on radar. I mean, there was. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the mezzanette, or if you're looking at any other thing with the rainfall, you can just see the donut. It wasn't even a donut hole. It was like, it was about 6 miles wide and like 70 miles long, but it hit everything I had.
And
it was a good deal with this. So you didn't get to go hunt any last weekend?
No, I mean, there was a day that I could have had I made a bunch of other arrangements, but it just, the way it worked out, I did not.
Were you somewhere trying out to play drums in a band?
Well, I had Saturday. Saturday was literally my one day. Oh, yeah. I thought you talked about, you're crazy. but I did not. I watched the game on Saturday, and then I just had a million things to get done because I worked all day Sunday. So I had the one day, and it just would have been, I wouldn't have had time to get everything else done. These storms are really jacking with my hunting. That's what happened. So.
Yeah, but guess what? This storm here that's coming today, it's going to really get you into a hunting mood with those temperatures I seen.
Oh, coming behind it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've been waiting. I hadn't been in the mood. I mean, I've seen deer. I've seen down at my place, around my house. I've seen deer everywhere, and I've seen some good ones, and blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, how can you get fired up with 92 degrees and mosquitoes are thick? And
oh, yeah. And the gnats. And to me, for me, bow hunting, especially early season when it's like that, I just almost feel like it's unethical because you need to let that deer sit there. You've got to wait for it to die. And then by the time you get there, I mean, trying to quickly save it and save the meat, it's very difficult. And I just would never want to waste anything. And that's a high possibility in early season with a bow. Now, a crossbow, I mean, your kill chances are, you know, a lot faster, a lot quicker. But
Halloween,
with my little compound, I'm not going to hunt when it's that hot.
No. And, you know, Halloween weekend's my favorite week. That week's my favorite week to hunt anyway. So it's a good week. Hey, I got a question to ask you from a guy that I work with here. And if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. But he's at, he wanted me to ask you, is Carl Torp being groomed to someday replace Kelly Ogle?
Being groomed?
Yep. Or, yeah. Is he the next Kelly Ogle?
You are talking to the wrong person about news politics.
Nathan. There's your answer.
Nathan. I'm in the weather department, and I've been too focused on severe weather lately to know what is going on in the news department. Has been there for, I can't think of how long he's been there. I know he started not long after I did.
Right.
And I love working with him, but Kelly is an absolute staple. And
Going.
So I, yeah.
Yeah, you don't
know. You're asking the wrong person. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not privy to any of those things.
Yeah, and that's all right. But that he just wanted me to ask you, but do you know what today is?
October 12th.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You got that part right.
You're welcome.
It's National Farmers Day.
Really? There's a national day for everything.
Yep.
I can't keep up. Well, that's a good day. What are you doing to celebrate? Your wife making you cake?
I haven't been to bed. So as soon as the show's over today, I got to go back to the field and blow the baler out, all the debris that I get from baling hay, so if it rains it won't make a mess inside my baler. And then I'm gonna go home, play with the dogs for an hour or so, let them run outside and be crazy, and I might even look at a new spot for a ground blind for your daughter.
Perfect.
Yeah, and so, and if her mom's not going to take her, her new-to-be Uncle Jimmy is.
That's fine with me. I'm too busy. That'll be great.
You know what Nathan's response to your answer was?
He
says, we all know that weather people have all the power to dominate Channel 9. So
that's kind, but 100% not true.
Oh yeah, but you do. But that deal you did on TV last week, if you're just joining us, this is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO, and I have the famous, beautiful Miss Lacey Swope from Channel 9 Weather, not news, but weather. She's on here with her, and she and I just have a conversation every Tuesday, and it's usually hunting and weather and something dumb off of social media or something. And anyway, but yeah, it's that's what I'm going to do for National Farmers Day.
That sounds like a great plan. I worked this morning, came home for a little bit of a break. That's where I'm at now. I go back here in a couple of hours, and then I will probably be there until about 3-4 in the morning, depending on when these storms roll out of our area.
Oh, well, who does the weather in the morning when you work all night? Is that just, you guys got like a system?
Yeah, we've got a system to where we kind of stagger everybody, and Jed will do the morning show when I'm not there.
Well, back to what I was going to say a while ago, your deal last week with the drums is one of a kind. You're good.
Okay, well, here's the thing about it. I don't even remember what happened or why. In the morning, I have no filter. I don't really know what's going on. But we were talking about the OU game. We were talking OU Texas. We were clearly talking about the band. We were talking about Corn First Down. I don't remember. And so I just did the beginning of Boomer Sing. I was go. Like, it's clear. Everyone has said it.
I know what you did.
Well, my anchor in the morning, the first thing, he's like, oh, yeah, I know what you're doing. That's the... Oh, what was the band he said? Some random rock band.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? Iron Maiden. I didn't even know it was Iron Maiden, first of all, because it was clearly Boomer Sooner.
Yeah,
was
it
was.
Not? Yeah.
Yeah.
What else would come out? What other song would you play with the drums, especially if you went to OU? But anyway, and that game wore me out anyway, so.
Oh, that was, yeah. Having to go from that to then severe weather on Sunday, it was like whiplash.
Well, do you know what's happening this weekend? Because you're 0-1 right now. Well, let's say you're 1-2 since you got the date right. But besides that, do you know what's going on this weekend?
Is it some National Day?
Huh?
Are we celebrating somebody? National, I don't know, Cat Day?
No, you better bring this up on TV in the morning or I'm going to be highly disappointed in you. There you go, bingo.
Okay, yes.
Yes, because I got Lieutenant James coming in. We'll just call him Lieutenant James, but his actual real name is Lieutenant James Edward. And he'll be in here right after you. I was hoping he'd show up while you're on the phone with him because I wanted him. He's a cat expert. So
I would love to talk to him.
But his sense of humor is like a bottle of water without water in it. So we'll see how it goes. And I know he's listening.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. He's listening. He's texting. So anyway, are we going to get any rain?
Okay, so here's the thing. For looking at the latest right now, I'm actually doing that on my iPad while I'm talking to you because we get muddy with sand every hour. And so we have all the showers that are kind of scattered about right now. I think what happens once we get to like 5, 6 o'clock, we'll try to get some ice cream and supercells to form ahead of the dry line.
Okay.
So 5, 6, 7 o'clock, these will try to form. Some of them near kind of east probably of Mangum, closer to Snyder, Hobart, and anything that forms in that area. It may only be one storm. It may be 1, 2, 3, 4 storms. But anything that forms in that area will spin like a top and will pose a pretty significant tornado threat. Now, how many storms, what do they look like? It's very hard to tell right now, but the data has been pretty consistent that sometime between 7 and 10, we've got discrete supercells that form in that area. They try to become more widespread into the evening, so talking Hollis, Mangum, Willow, Eric Sayer, all the way up to Cheyenne, and those, each wherever they form, into like a broken line, will have, of course, very heavy rain with them. But they really will pose a pretty significant tornado threat. They'll track to the northeast.
Hey, Gibby, 1 second here. The Lieutenant James trying to get in the door, and there's nobody in here, and it's locked. Let me open it up. I want him in here.
James.
Hang on. Hey, you keep telling the weather. I'm listening.
Oh, you want me to keep talking to myself? Okay, I'll keep talking. So the storms keep going. They keep firing. They race to the northeast, and then the dry line fires. So the dry line fires close to the north. and the dry line makes its way into western Oklahoma. So all of the western Oklahoma counties and the eastern Texas Panhandle counties get rainstorms, some severe weather, but I think our last two counties in Oklahoma get the lesser amounts of rain. So half of an inch probably on average, maybe an inch.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I mean, we'll take anything. And there's a lot of wheat up right now, and there's wheat rye, true to cow. There's a lot of grains in the ground, and a lot of people's got brand new alfalfa up, and they're waiting on these showers.
I think it rain on the south end. It's just not going to be as heavy as what they'll have on the northern end. Now, northwestern Oklahoma is under the gun for a pretty significant tornado threat around midnight to about 2 a.m.
Oh, cool. Bring it on. Hey, Lieutenant James, are you live on the air?
Hello.
Hey, see, did I tell
Hi.
You? Hey, Hello. Did I tell you? It's a bottle of water without water, and he's very dry.
And I was telling him how extremely nice you are, and to be nice as well.
Yeah, and hey, so have you been, you follow her on Facebook? Better say yes.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my gosh, don't put him on the spot.
You're nice. Why not? And so you've seen her cat pictures?
No, I haven't seen those.
See, he doesn't follow.
I don't like. I'm social media is kind of a, you know,
it's
a double edged sword.
And I admire exactly, and I admire that.
And anyway, so well, I'm going to bring him up to snuff on your cat pictures, and then.
Oh, you're talking about the mountain lion?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw bits and pieces of that, and whenever I saw Bethel, and I heard I was listening on the way in here a while ago, and I heard the part. I grew up around Tecumseh, so I know where Bethel is, and I'm like, that doesn't look like Bethel. And so then I started realizing, oh, okay, I know what she's talking about now. And, of course, I didn't follow it because it winds up into a mess.
Yes, you know exactly where it goes and where it ended up, and whatever you can imagine is what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a you know, the mountain lion topic is a very widely ranging topic that can go from good to bad to ugly really fast.
Do you remember when the wildlife department said there wasn't no mountain lions?
So I posted the link from the wildlife department saying, you know, the page that they have on it, and then Tailhead came in, had messaged me, and asked me to send these people the official where they can, you know, enter in their information and say where they actually saw one and officially report it.
Yeah.
So that's how that ended up.
And that's you know, what we ask for is if you have some evidence that will show an official sighting, then that's what we want. So, which we've had several, especially over the past few years. So, they're a neat critter. There was a guy that had one, had a license through us that I had to do an inspection on when I was in Caddo County. He was actually in Edge of Comanche County. Beautiful animal. I mean, she was 120-pound female. That was just absolutely gorgeous, and you don't get a true sense of the size by picture. You know, they're just huge. I mean, just a huge animal.
They're incredible. Yeah.
And see, he's all serious. He doesn't have a humor side of him, and he's all serious. You know, I was doing my job when I seen this beautiful cat.
No. Jimmy Clark, you don't have to deal with the general public. Ben and I both do.
Well, I'm not going to repeat what I did a few weeks ago on my show. I've been dealing with the public ever since, so it's put me on the map. And the big cowboy in Atwoods, that was something. Are you? Yeah, I'm not even going to repeat what he said. But anyway, it was good. It was funny in a good way. But I'm not going to repeat it on the radio again. I did that twice in one day, and I ain't heard the last of it.
Yeah,
it's one of those deals. I had a BJ moment. How's that?
I can understand that.
Yeah, I figured you'd understand where I was coming from. So we got, you want to give us a quick weather forecast so you can grab a nap before you have to go to work?
Yeah, well, I just did the full severe forecast while you were opening the door.
Yeah.
So I don't want to bore everyone with that again.
Yep. But
yes, of exactly the timing and the latest as far as severe threats for today and tonight. And the big thing is, I know it's October. We already know we had over a dozen tornadoes Sunday. Not saying we'll have a dozen tonight, but the threat is still just as high for this evening and tonight. And this time it's for areas that did not get severe weather before. So, and then in some areas in southwestern Oklahoma, Hobart, Snyder, Fort Cobb, Anadarko, that whole area up into Caddo County will also have the potential again to have severe weather with rotating storms. So that's kind of what we're gearing up for, and we'll be prepared for as far as bringing the coverage for that. That moves in, and yet another round comes in Thursday into Friday along a cold front, and that cold front will make it chilly. Friday, for highs in the 50s and low 60s, and then we've got some morning lows in the low 40s by the weekend. Maybe even some upper 30s in the panhandle.
I'm ready. I don't want to frost right now because I still have some friends out here, and there's some other farmers that do not have their peanuts put up yet, so we don't want to run that deal.
Well, they've got time.
Good.
They've got time.
Yeah, because some of them are dug and some of them aren't. And so once they dig them, you know, they got 10 days before
they're dug. So you said dug, and I was thinking, like, the person dug. I was like, what?
Okay. Doug, okay, Doug, it's your dugging, your dug, and it's nuts and peanuts.
Some of them are dug, and some of them aren't dug, and some of them ain't dug. Mm. Okay.
Exactly. So, anyway, okay. One more question before you go. What is up with David Payne and his glasses?
What do you mean?
He takes them on and off all the time. Have you ever noticed that?
I haven't noticed. Is it more than normal?
Oh, just watch one of his shows, Lacey.
Well, here's the thing. He's getting older. His eyes are getting worse. And so he started off having to only wear them when he reads, and now he's having to wear them more and more often. But I haven't noticed him having them more on air or less. But you know how he is. I mean, he moves a lot. So that's
about. He's probably more hyper than I am. And so, anyway, but, yeah, watch him one of these days. I mean, on and off and on and off. And I think he takes them off to make sure you're looking at him in his eyes while he's talking to you on TV.
Well, I think, don't quote me, I'm not his eye doctor, but I do think he's talked about the fact that in order to, like, read up, like, a near vision, nearsighted, I'm not sure, to where when he goes to look far away, he can't wear them, but when he has to look up close, he has to wear them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I do know that.
That's me. I'm 45 now, and my vision, I remember making fun of my partner when I first started when I was 25, who was in his late 40s, early 50s, because everything I hand him for him to look at, he would have to hold it way out there at arm's length as far as he could. And now I am in that position, and I'm like, okay, it's not so funny.
And now that's you. Well, I know that's the thing. I haven't paid attention as far as him on air, but I know behind the scenes, yeah, his glasses are always pretty close.
Well, the bug is planet, and I know you guys are not any different than any place of work. You always like to dig crap up on your fellow employees so you can give them heck. Am I right or wrong?
No, absolutely, all the time.
So, yeah. There you go. So, well, hey, safe travels tonight. Stay safe, and we look forward to seeing you tonight, and hopefully nothing bad happens.
Thank you. Absolutely. Everyone stay safe, and hopefully you just get some good rain.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You too. Bye.
All right. It's today on in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
We had commercial cattle, and as a commercial producer, you're always looking for a place to buy bulls that are going to work well for your program. And as we struggled to do that, we decided to raise our own. And so we started producing the traits that we were looking for to buy in bulls. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Benji White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. On Facebook, follow us at B&L Red Angus.
We learned in grade school 1 plus 1 equals 2 and 2 plus 2 equals 4. So what does quality feed equal? Results you can be proud of. It's simple math with a little common sense. Barnes Feed Service in Hobart, Oklahoma has done the math and mixed years of common sense into their feeds so you'll get the results you deserve. And remember, their name ends with service, something they take pride in every day. See their ads in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Woo! Yeah. All right. That was a little bit extra long conversation with Lacey. Can you hear in that?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say you can hear in that. Lieutenant James Edward, we call him Lieutenant James, is in the room with me now. The red room. I was wanting to say the blue room. That's downstairs. He's in the red room with me, and he got in on the tail end of Lacey, and he kind of knows Lacey because he took Paul's place down around Fort Cobb when Paul retired, and Lacey and Paul were good buddies. So it's a smaller world in Oklahoma than you think it is. And it's a good world.
Yep, it is. It's good people.
There's good people in this state, and it's just a wonderful state to live in. And
yep.
But there's always that one neighbor. And that's when Lieutenant James calls me. But anyway, we got a great deal coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. The youth gun season for kids 17 and under. So they got to be under 18 to go, have to be accompanied by an adult 18 or older who is hunter education certified. If that person hunting during the youth season is not hunter ed certified,
okay.
So if they are certified, they still have to have the person with them because that's the rules of the youth gun season. So we get some confusion sometimes. We get some 16, 17 year olds that are hunter ed certified, and they think they can just go by themselves, but they can't. They have to be accompanied by.
So basically, just make it easy. If they have somebody 18 or older with them and
yep.
certified with the hunter safety, they don't have nothing to worry about.
Nope. And there's another question that comes up a lot. We've seen it a lot here in the past few years. Does the person who's with them have to have a license? And the answer to that is you must, if the definition of hunt or take includes every assistance there too. So meaning if Jimmy and I are hunting and let's say Jimmy was the youth and I was just the accompanying hunter, Jimmy's going to have the tag. I need to have at the minimum the hunting license, the regular hunting license. Don't, because you can't take during that. I can't, you know, take. Now you could with archery equipment, you could hunt during that. But the deal is you have to have the license to assist, and you are there to assist. So you need to have at least that hunting license. Like I said, we see several different instances, you know, a family member or something says, well, I'm not going to hunt, but I'm going to help them. Well, okay, then you're assisting them in some way in the hunt. It's the legal and the ethical thing to do is just go ahead and get the license. That way, there's no question.
Yeah, because you're going to be hunting some sooner or later anyway.
Yeah, so. I mean, you should. I mean, if you're trying to set a good example, that's my thing is you're trying to set a good example for them, teach them about conservation and where that money goes to help. So any time that you're buying that license, you're actually helping. So that's what I've tried to preach my 20 years, and hopefully we'll see that come to fruition. The other thing is that we're seeing some with our new app. It's a great handy tool, but when you go to hunt, when you go out into the woods, you need to have the license purchased before you go out there. Not after you're sitting out there or anything like that. When you leave the vehicle or whatever it is to go hunt, you need to have the tags and the things that you're required to have before you go out there. So we've had some issues and those have been addressed. It's not cheap, so
no.
Make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and ask us guys. There's the regulations both online If you got the app, the Go Outdoors, okay.
That app's the best thing in the world. Great. It got me out of trouble last year with your buddy up in Ellis County. But anyway, we'll take that up. Hey, I'm running. I got to run this this break. So we got plenty of time. But Lacey, it's supposed to be 10-minute segments, and she's like 20 minutes. So anyway, hey, Lieutenant James and I are going to talk some cool stories, and we're going to talk about the youth hunt. Don't get us wrong. We'll be right back. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 11th. 1,898 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 597 brought 125. 15 at 654 brought 134.50. 64 at 768 brought 158.50. 23 at 823 brought 156.60. 33 at 1,012 brought 140.50. 3 head of heifers at 403 brought 146.50. 8 at 517 brought 134. 20 at 606 brought 142.50. 51 at 741 brought 153. 23 at 788 brought 143.75. Butcher cows were 20 to 60. Bred cows 685 to 925. Butcher bulls brought 48 to 83. Pairs were 1210 to 1325. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, I-40 exit 71 in Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Those red buttons come back on by themselves. I don't know how they do that. That's 3 times since I started this show that those red buttons come back on their own. And there must be a ghost in here or something.
Something.
Anyway, luckily I was on my best behavior. So we were talking about proof of license and all that. And last year, Ellis County, WMA, no phone signal up there. I ordered the hard card. And I never got it, and I didn't print that off. That was my fault. I should have printed it off. But hey, I got it on my phone. What do I need to print it off for? Well, he didn't have signals to prove that I bought it. Mine didn't show it. And luckily, after I told him who I was, he was pulling a string for me. He's like, I will check it. And you know, about 6 hours later, he texts me. He said, I checked, and you were good to go. Other than that, if I hadn't been, I think he'd have came after me.
Yeah, you know, this new app is a great, great tool. Like I said, for the most part, every time that we open it on our side, ours is obviously through the system side where we can look at everything, not the same as you guys. And so we can look at it, and it will refresh. If we have signal, it will show, it will update what's in the database on our phone. And then if we're in an area where we don't have service, as long as it's refreshed in there, we should have it.
Yeah.
But there's just, it's technology.
His didn't, and mine didn't. Mine didn't even show I'd bought one the year before. And anyway, we were on the wrong deal too, probably. Well, the youth hunt coming up, this guy asked a really good question. So everybody listen up here. If your youth takes an antlered deer during youth hunt, does it go towards the regular season limit?
Okay, so the answer to that question is it counts towards the overall statewide antlered deer limit of 2, but it does not count against the gun season limit of one. So the youth gun, if they harvest an antler deer and then they turn around and want to hunt during the regular deer gun season in November,
and they have a tag,
and they have the appropriate tag, they can kill another antler deer, but you cannot exceed two antler deer in 1 year, period, regardless of method of take.
Cool. And that's pretty easy.
And that is a confusing one. You know, like I said, it says the antler deer gun limit, you know, during regular season is one. Like I said, they're giving the kids the better opportunity
to shoot two.
To shoot them, get them started, get them hooked, get them out there. Obviously, especially here in Beckham County, and I know a lot of the peanut farmers want to see more deer killed. So the best thing we can do there is harvest. And, you know, the limit is two deer during this youth season, as long as you have the appropriate tags, but no more than one can be antlered. So if you don't get the opportunity to kill a buck, kill two does. You know, take the does, take your limit of does. There's plenty of people around. We actually have a link on our website that allows for you to look up people who would take deer. We also have, I wish we had more participants here in the Hunters Against Hunger. Unfortunately, we don't. The closest one is Market 54 in Weatherford. And it's just a money deal. The Wildlife Department's deal will pay $70 towards processing. Now, if somebody wanted to donate money to have their deer processed, that's great. I'm hearing that Route 66 will probably, this is not 100%, but they're probably going to try and process during our deer gun season.
Yeah, and that's what they told me. Yep. And that's not totally verified, but sure, they are wanting to, and that'd be great because that's, yep, a great facility.
Yep.
And then I got one more response for you. Hope to get my 5-month-old son on a big buck this weekend.
Boy, that must be an advanced 5-month-old. I'd like to meet this person. So
I want to see when he shoots the rifle. Oh, yep. My goodness. Well, our youth are very important.
Yes.
And if somebody doesn't have a place to hunt and they meet all the requirements, public land,
the Sandy Sanders is open for the youth season.
Oh, cool. I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
it is open for youth. The only thing you got to worry about there is the rattlesnakes.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah.
Cactuses.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's obviously a big area, and it's, you know, not many roads, so it's going to be a little tougher hunt. Black Kettle is open for youth deer gun, so it's pack saddle. So you got several opportunities around here. We've been having some controlled youth hunts here lately that you can apply. That's another thing. You get on in April and stuff, whenever we open those up, there's all kinds of private land youth hunts that people can apply for. I know Chad had some people down there.
And he's going to have it.
And he's going to have some more this weekend, and that's a great thing. And any other landowners that are out there listening that want to have more does harvested, especially, get with the wildlife department, get with me or get with our biologists. One here in over southwest Oklahoma is Lauren Johnson, used,
yep,
to be Lauren Auld.
Yep.
She's the private lands biologist. She can try and get you set up for some private land youth hunts. We're always looking for more opportunities. And let a kid, man, if you know somebody that's got a kid that wants to come out and hunt, I urge you to let them hunt and let them take a doe. You as landowners have the opportunity to set what they can take. You can say, I don't want you taking anything but does. And that way, if they take something else besides that, you can say, well, then you're not welcome back.
Well, the kids are future.
Yep.
And we've lost a lot of hunters over the last 20 or 30 years. And I think I don't know that I have the numbers to prove it, but it seems like it's turning around just a little bit.
A little bit. It seems like, you know, COVID last year really helped, I think. It got more people out. While we're talking about youth, I know I'm really proud of, I know you've brought it up yesterday and stuff, but really proud of our 4-H shooting sports team here in Beckham County. We've got Paul Hightower and Monty Tucker and all the other people that do have a part in that, have a hand in that. You guys don't understand, the listeners sometimes maybe don't understand how much effort that takes and how much responsibility they have.
It's a lot.
But these, and then on the kids, man,
and it's a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money. So Very proud of them. And whether I know most of those kids hunt, so that's great. But whether the kids hunt or not, there's actually money coming back into wildlife conservation from the sale of guns and ammunition and stuff. So that's a great thing.
Guys burn that ammo. Oh, yeah. I've seen the bills spitting. Yep. We're going to take one more break. Lieutenant James Edward with the Oklahoma Wildlife Department. He is our game warden for Beckham County, and he's also the lieutenant. And so he has some other guys he's got a babysit over. And, let's announce this before I go to break. This is Marcus. You know him?
Yeah, I know Marcus. How are you, Marcus?
We do controlled youth duck hunts and turkey hunts if they want to try something different.
Exactly. There's tons of opportunities. All you got to do is get on our website, wildlifedepartment.com, and you can find all sorts. Like I said, those controlled hunts are offered for all sorts of youth, and Marcus is big in that, doing the turkey and the duck hunts and stuff. And participating in the deer hunt. So there's lots of opportunities on public and private land for these kids. So
he's
get after
the
it.
One that wanted to take his 5-month-old son.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of figured that. But anyway, Marcus Thibodeau, he's from Louisiana. I wanted to say something else. I got to watch my mouth sometimes on the radio. Anyway, he's from Louisiana. He's from the French Quarters. Anyway, he's the boss up there at Pack Saddle.
The French Quarters of Lawton, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, we better quit. We'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
Every trust is a little bit different. Some of them, those assets may need to grow because they've got to take care of somebody for a lot of years. Sometimes those assets need to maintain, or they need to just support a certain lifestyle. There's lots of different objectives for trusts, and what we do is we determine what the objective is for each trust, and then we do our very best to manage the assets in that trust to achieve that objective. I'm Nan Shiblum, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust in Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's so convenient for farmers and ranchers to get what you need in one place. The Wheeler General Store is the do-it-best hardware store that carries vet supplies to doctor your animals, high-pro feed, also master hand milling and smart lick tubs. Delivery is available if you need it. And at Wheeler Ag, right there on site, they've got dry fertilizer application with blending capabilities. Wheeler General Store and Wheeler Ag on Highway 152, a mile east of the four-way stop in Wheeler, Texas.
You can also find the Wheeler General Store on Facebook and Instagram.
This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'm back. Lieutenant James Edwards he's the game warden for Beckham County with the Oklahoma Wildlife Department. He's in here with me, and we're going to get in trouble before the show's over, so I need to do the Long Ranger. Even though you've heard it from Lacey, and I don't sound as good as her, I'm just as good looking, but not. I don't sound quite as good. Anyway, today, 40% chance of rain, high 75. Tonight, 70%. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 77 degrees, light winds. Thursday, 20% chance of rain, 78. Thursday night, slight chance of rain. 20%. That's when the cold front comes through. Friday, high 66. Low Friday night, 40 degrees. 30s in some areas that Lacey said. I think she said in the panhandle. But she doesn't live in the river bottoms like we do, so we know something's going to happen. But anyway, 70 degrees Saturday. Also, before I forget, tomorrow is the Hobart Stockyard sale. And got any you need to buy or sell, call Rex Fleming at Hobart. Also, Friday, coming up Friday, is Elk City Livestock Auction. Brandon Hickey, give him a call for your buying and selling needs there. I'm going to go over their sales here tomorrow. I'm going to cover it first thing in the tomorrow during the show. And then Monday's Clinton Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. So anyway, we got lots going on, but James is in the office here with me, and we have what else do we have? We have, oh, there's a question that you need to answer, because I even wondered about this sometime and almost got in trouble. Do you need a tag if you hunt on your own land? Yep.
Yes.
You don't have to have a license, right?
Yes. So landowners are exempt from the actual hunting license. But everyone who takes part in either a deer, elk, antelope, bear,
turkey
has to have the appropriate tag, and we call them tags. They're actually a license for that animal. It's kind of confusing, but the hunting license lets you take all other game that are not big game. The tags are specific to the different animals. So deer tags, yes. So whether you go online through our app, or you go to Walmart or one of the other stores, there's an exemption there that says that they're a landowner. Now, you have to be hunting on your own land, land that you are operating, as far as you have it agriculturally leased or whatever, same kind of deal. So if you're operating or you own the land, you can not have to have the license, the hunting license. But everybody who hunts a deer, elk, turkey, bear, antelope has to have a license or a tag for that.
Well, we got about a minute left. Is there anything that you want youth to know before they head out this weekend? Hunter Orange,
absolutely. You have to have the outer upper garment above the waistline, consisting of at least 400 square inches. Camouflage orange is legal. You have to have the head covering also. Got to remember, sometimes that may be the only part that somebody sees. You may be sitting in a blind or in an area that the only thing they can see is that top of your head. So if you don't have that on, you need to get that on. Another thing, it's not required here, but a possible good thing is to post some orange outside of your blind, just to let somebody know in case somebody unfortunately drives by down the road. So stay safe, though. That's the only thing.
So one quick question. The music's playing. That means we're done. Are you going to have the dummy deer out this weekend?
You never know where that thing's going to show up.
That was on Facebook night before last. And you can see the bullet up with him. Oh, I love it. Thank you, sir, for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day. For Lieutenant James and myself, God bless. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Plug in and stay connected.
Check us out.
Stay connected
on Facebook.
KECO, Elk City.
More fuel for the mandate debate on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Rulings just in from court fights over COVID vaccine rules in New York. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more live.
Lisa, two decisions today. One in the Northern District of New York continues to bar the state health department from upholding a requirement that denies religious exemptions to getting the vaccine and also prevents any repercussions because of it. This ruling only applies to healthcare workers opting out on religious grounds. For most state health professionals, the mandate still stands. A second decision is another loss for New York City teachers. A district judge denied 10 educators and administrators hoping to not be vaccinated due to their religious beliefs. The teachers' efforts sought to reverse another judge's denial last week. Lisa.
Thanks, Colonel. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is disappointed to have to trim trillions of dollars in spending proposed by President Biden, but says the goal remains to have something transformative.
We are very grateful to our president for saying
I want to pass the bipartisan legislation on infrastructure, but I will not confine my vision for the future to what is, can be in that bill. Hence, we need the Build Back Better.
Pelosi emphasizing they need something that can pass both the House and Senate, where two moderate Democrats are drawing a line on spending levels. Vice President Kamala Harris addressing the National Congress of American Indians and saying the country must not shy away from a, quote, shameful past.
Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease.
She says the administration is committed to addressing the impact of the past on Native American communities today and that they'll renegotiate an agreement aimed at supporting tribal sovereignty. America is listening to Fox News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a fact. COVID hospitalizations of young people have tripled since the start of summer. Also a fact. Vaccines are highly effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths, even from the Delta variant. If you've got questions about COVID vaccines, talk to a doctor, because our kids are irreplaceable. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Circle A Western Outdoor has a brand new website, CircleAWestern.com. You can now shop our entire inventory online. I'm store manager Taya Stanley, and we understand that being able to walk into a store nowadays isn't as easy as it once was. That's why we launched CircleAWestern.com so our customers could have a secure online store access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plus, sign up for the newsletter and get notified of our sales and specials. Visit us online at CircleAWestern.com or stop by Circle A Western Outdoor.